We are live with you again this wonderful morning. I trust that the week has been coming up for each and every one of us, and I trust that the month of January has been fulfilling. You're welcome once again to our weekly Tuesday Transformational Leadership Series podcast with TM. And I want to believe that during the course of this series, we've been taking leadership with Jesus, leadership through Jesus, and leadership for Jesus, has wonderfully opened your heart to understand that the source of all we are called to do is to lead for our Creator. And I'm sure that this teachings has transformed your heart. This teachings has led you to the place of prayers. This teachings has led you to the place of desiring and seeking after God to know what He would really love for you to do in the place of leadership. Now, I would love to really say this before I go into what we have for today, which is leadership is not until you have a platform. Leadership is not until you have a platform. The first principle of leadership is yourself leading yourself. The first principle of leadership is, first of all, leading yourself. A successful leader of himself would make a successful leader for others. So it's first of all leading yourself before you go into the place of leading with the burden. Necessarily, you might not yet have the platform, but yet you have a burden. You have a burden to see people saved. You have a burden to see things work out. You have a burden for the business sector to have a rejuvenation. You have a burden for the economy. You have a burden for governance. It's not until you have a platform before you can lead efficiently well. From the Bible, we made to understand that from Genesis, God had created us in His image and told us all to dominate. We are all called into the place of leading. We are all called to make an impact in our different spheres of influences. We are all called to make an impact in your environment. You are all called to make a change. We are all change agents to bring about stability, to bring about the will of God on earth. The Bible did further make us to understand in Matthew 28 that we are to get to the ends of the earth, making and discipling men, bringing them to the foundational truth of Christ. Now that is a showcase of leadership. So evangelism, bringing people to the realization of the truth, you are also leading people to Christ. So it's not necessarily that you have to have a platform before you can say you are a leader. You are a born leader, and God is making you into a purposeful leader for His kingdom. All right, so today we would be talking about the last phase of this series, which is leading with Jesus. Leading with Jesus. We've taken the series of leading for Jesus, leading through Jesus, and today we'll be talking about leading with Jesus. Foundationally, we did say that the inception and the source and the beginning of leadership started with God. God is the first leader. God is the first person that spoke about leadership. God is the first person that desired that we also lead. And I said, it would not be wise of us to leave the original blueprint, to leave the original source, and begin to lead it ourselves. We don't know how to do it because we were only called by the original person himself. So today we'll be talking about leading with Jesus, and I'll be taking my anchor text today from 2 Corinthians 5. I'll be reading from verse 17 downward. I'll be using the New Living Translation. From verse 17 says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sin against them, and He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. This Bible passage is making us understand something effectively and efficiently well, which is God had decided to give us a new life. From inception, when God called us all to the original mandate of why He created us, something came into play, which was sin. Sin came into play, separated us from the divine mandate, and we all looked like as if humans looked like as if we were all going round circles, not understanding why we were created, going round circles, not fulfilling why God had actually purposed us into the different places that He purposed us, going round circles with the gifts and talents that God put inside of us without making use of it. And God decided to say, okay, fine, since that be the case, let me bring my people back into the divine mandate. Let me bring my people back into the original purpose. Let me bring my people back into that place where I had in mind when I created them. And that new realm is the realm where we call the new life. For as many that are coming into the place of Christ, coming to the realization of what God has in store for them, which is the standpoint of Christ, we are being given a new life. So before we can say we are leading with Jesus, we have to first of all bring ourselves to that new life. We have to first of all identify ourselves with Christ. Identification with Christ simply means accepting, believing, and submitting to Christ. Christ has called us. God has called us to the standpoint of where we need to get back to our divine order, the original plan. And for as many that will be in Christ, they have been given the free gift of restoration back to the divine order. So I am advising and admonishing each and everyone that's listening to us today, come back to the divine order. Come back to the divine way God had patterned your life to be. And the only way you can be is by accepting the free gift that God gave, which is through Christ. Now it goes further to make us understand that for us to lead with Jesus, who is the divine order after we have accepted Him, for us to lead with Him is to be in a joint partnership. He says, we are now God ambassadors, whereby we are reconciling people as well to the place of the divine order. So leading with Jesus means leading alongside with Him to bring men back to the divine order, to the divine purpose that God had created them. You see, as leaders, the major work we have to do is that we have to bring our followers to the understanding of who they are, what God has called them to be. A couple of days ago, I was at a leadership conference and I did say to them, a couple of people are kingdom financiers, a couple of people are kingdom mistrials, a couple of people are kingdom helpers, but they don't know this. They are just in the church, they are just in the ministry, and yet have not been able to find their footing. Our job as leaders is to bring them through the help of Christ to the realization of this is what God had arranged for you. So we have a job of reconciling men back to God, back to the divine order, back to the place of salvation, back to the place of divine purpose, back to the place of where God had in mind for them. So leading with Jesus is leading with a joint partnership. The Bible says, further, it says, we are God's appeal to the people. You as a leader, you are God's voice. You are God's your God's personality to people, to bring them and make them understand who they are. Leading with Jesus is informing others on how to lead their lives to please God. Leading with Jesus is informing people of how to lead their lives pleasing God. Our job as leaders is to bring the world and all its occupants back to the realization that we all need to return back to the original source, who is God. The original source of leadership is God. God was the first businessman. God was the first politician. God was the first principled person. God was the first health worker. God was the first doctor. God was the first fisherman. God was the first everything on earth, because everything came through him. So leading with Jesus is being his ambassador, being his voice to bring people back to the divine order, back to the connection, back to God. And lastly, I'd like to say leading with Jesus is being his voice on earth. For every sphere of influence that you might find yourself as a business person, career person, or whether you're a ministerial person, whether you are a health worker, whether you're a government worker, wherever you might find yourself, God has a will. God has a plan for that place. The kingdom of God needs to be instituted on that place. You need to be a carrier of the will of God for that place. So by so doing, or by the reason of this truth, you have to be joined with Christ. By the reason of the truth, you have to walk with him to bring that to realization. The most important thing in God's heart is that all men will come to salvation. All men will come to the realization of their purpose on earth. All men will serve him. All men will pattern their lives according to how he wants it to be. That's the full and most vital thing that God seeks after. And he has placed it in our hands as leaders to go out there to make this known by our actions, by our voices, by everything that surrounds us, for us to have a fruitful bringing back of men to the divine order. It's my sincere prayer that as you lead with Jesus, starting this whole year and starting all the remaining years that you have on the face of the earth, you will be fruitful as God's ambassador. You will bring men to the realization of reconciling with God in the mighty name of Jesus. So we've come to the end of this series. By next month, we'll be having another series. And I'm trusting that God will keep expounding our hearts, keep bringing our hearts to the place of transformation to understand how to lead well according to the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. God bless you.